You're with SBS Radio.
Ano nga ba yung bushwalking and bakit mo nahiligan ito?
Bushwalking is Australian term ito for trekking or hiking is what they call it. Dito sa local library namin nakakita ko ng book about sa mga walking dito sa Australia, mga walking tracks. Super popular pala niyang activity. I didn't realize. Ngayon, nahiligan ko ito kasi actually sa Pilipinas noon, when I was living pa sa Pilipinas, hindi ako masyadong mahilig sa ganito because medyo time commitment doon. You will need to plan ahead of time because the trails are hard to get to. Pero once, na-try ko na rin siya sa ibang bansa rin. Pero yun, hindi ko na natuloy eh. Siyempre, kasi pag-uwi mo sa Pilipinas, nagbabakasyon ka lang naman doon. And pag-uwi mo sa Pilipinas, you fall back into yung mga usual na ginagawa natin doon kapag for leisure, which is, going to the malls or whatever.
So, bakit mo naisipan na mag-organize ng ganitong klaseng activity?
I realized when I was one time, I think that was November 2018, I was looking at a map dito sa Sydney, dito sa lugar natin. Ang lapit lang pala namin dito sa may Royal National Park. So, naisip ko meron palang stations na nandoon mismo sa loob ng park within the forested areas. Maybe we can go there and, take a stroll. So, naghanap ako ng mga, parang sinearch ko siya sa YouTube eh. And then, true enough, maraming ang mga trails doon and they're quite popular. Pero nung sinasabi ko, sige, punta tayo, sabi ko sa husband ko. Pero hindi natutuloy lagi because, of course, syempre, lagi kaming merong gagawin. But one day, pag-uwi namin dito sa Sydney, after nagbakasyon kami sa Pilipinas, pagbalik namin dito, one Saturday, sabi ko, you know what, ang tagal na nating pinaplano to for months and then hindi naman natutuloy, let's go now.
Ikwento mo naman sa amin yung first time mo na mag-try ng bushwalk.
Our first trail was dito sa Heathcote, sa Mayano. Sabi ko, we're going to walk dito sa for 4 hours, let's just try it. Sabi kong ganon. And then, nung start namin napuntahan yun doon, it was summer, so medyo mainit, maraming mga tao. Nung nakita ko yung trail well-maintained and marami namang tao, hindi ka matatakot mawala, tapos madali lang siyang puntahan din. And then nakita ko, sinearch ko na rin saan, after kung nung walk namin na yun, syempre natuwa na ako, sabi ko, sa wakas, ituloy din yung walk natin na to. And sabi ng husband ko, let's do this, parang gawin natin to weekly. After a while, yung husband ko kasi, parang medyo na homesick siya, especially since kauwi lang namin ng Pilipinas, no, na-miss niya yung family and yung mga friends niya doon. Gusto niya raw magkaroon ng parang Filipino network dito. So, ang sabi ko, sige, mag-aya tayo ng mga ibang tao sa mga bushwalk natin. Siguro a month after ng first bushwalk namin, nagyaya ako, nag-post ako sa internet doon sa Pinoy AU Sydney na group ng for Filipinos here in Sydney. Tapos merong konti lang yung mga nagre-respond at that time eh. We had 2 attendees aside from ourselves.
So apat lang kayo.
Apat lang kami dumating. Pero that was our longest walk as of that time. You're for a long time in yung longest walk namin, which was mga 13 kilometers. And yung lugar na yon sa may Otford, then nagpunta kami sa figure 8 pools. Walang signal doon. So sabi ko, sige, try natin dito kasi parang maiba-iba naman. Hindi naman laging doon lang sa area natin and yung mga sure na natin na alam nating tracks. So ayun, from there, nung may sumali, sabi ko, natuwa na siya na may sumaling iba, ganun, nagkaroon siya ng ibang friend. Every week na, nagyayaya na kami ng ibang tao. And then until nung mga, after a while, siguro sa that month din eh, doon na namin na-form yung parang pool namin ng regular attendees. Meron na kaming mga yung mga laging uma-attend. From that time, doon na namin sila nakilala.
So based on your experience, sa tingin mo, bakit sila bumabalik?
I think yon kasi lahat naman kami naglolong ng connection and network sa mga taong, ka-age namin who are probably at the same stages in our lives. So, ayun siguro yung number one. Pangalawa is, napansin ko rin dito, maraming mga tao rito who are undergoing or underwent some sort of, they're going through something sa buhay nila. And this is their way of coping. Gusto, naghahanap talaga sila activity. They want to have new friends. Gusto nila magkaroon ng something that would lift their mood. Mm-hmm. Because it's parang medyo therapeutic ito for them. Iba naman, parang goal nila is for this to be yung weight loss activity nila. yun yung usual kong napapansin. May goal silang kailangang maabot and ito yung nakita nila activity. And it's fun to do this with other people kasi I've done this alone many times and it's just not as, you know, it's not as fun. Kung ako lang mag-isa, parang I wouldn't keep doing it on a regular basis.
Yung bang sumasali sa grupo, mga beginners o talagang experyensado na?
No. Mostly beginners ito. Kasi before ako naman mag-announce ng walk, ina-announce ko rin yung difficulty niya and then yung track information. Gano to katarek, what equipment would you need, if any, meron ba tong well-formed track. Even if you're a beginner, you would be able to gauge yung difficulty niya kahit papano.
Mm-mm.
And we had no trouble naman na ano, kasi lagi naman, almost every week, merong sumasali sa amin na ano, na beginner talaga, like that would be their first time.
Halimbawa ako, katulad ko, wala akong experience sa bushwalking and lately hindi na ako ganun ka-active. Gano'n mm-hmm. ba kahirap mag-adjust kung baguhan pa lang ako dito sa ganitong klaseng activity?
Pag Saturdays, usually medyo mas madadaling pinipili namin na mga track. And nilalagay ko naman doon yung difficulty level.
Mm-hmm.
So, pag sinabing ko, usually moderate would be, most people can do it. Kahit yung mga ano na, we've had people who are, I think kahit mga 50s na may sumasali pa sa amin. Oo, up to that age. I don't think they would have a problem kahit na beginner sila. In fact, sa trail nga, may mga nakikita pa akong mga tao who are really, you know, probably retirement age and are still doing this. But of course, ito talaga ginagawa nila. But if they can do it, I don't see why people who are, you know, medyo younger can't do it either.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi kung sila, di ba, yun nang naisip.
So, wala namang kailangan na preparation?
Usually, mga day walk lang ito eh. So, if anything happens, we can, there's always, you know, we're confident that we can get to a safe spot. Ayun ang ano namin. Usually, lahat ng pinipili namin are, you know, we can reach them by public transportation if it's necessary. So, in terms of yung ano, yung adjustment, I've never had any complaint naman na ano na parang nahirapan sila masyado. Kasi usually naman, when they come, alam na nila, meron na silang good idea what it's going to be like. And pangalawa is, it just looks hard on paper actually. Yun ang observation ko. Na parang akala mo sobrang hirap because you haven't done it. Isipin mo, kung isipin mo parang, oh, I'm going to walk 4 or 5 hours. It's going to be, you know, I've never done that. Yun lang 15 minutes na ako naglakad ko bus station. It's so hard for me. But actually, when you're on the trail na, you hardly notice it. Dahil uusap kayo ng mga kasama mo. And also, you're tougher than you think, I think.
At saka, ano, na-enjoy mo rin yung surroundings eh.
Yep, definitely.
Okay, lastly, ano yung top 3 destinations na pinuntahan na ng grupo ninyo?
Oh, okay. Well, syempre, number one dito for me is yung sa may Bondina. Nagpunta kami sa Bondina and then we walked to Marley Beach. The little Marley Beach. We did that siguro a couple of weeks ago, I think. Yeah, that was really beautiful kasi hindi lang siya, coastal walk kasi siya. And then, pagkadating mo dun sa may, yung for that walk hanggang little Marley Beach lang kami. Merong parang forest doon na maliit. And then parang may spot doon where you can just sit and relax and maybe, you know, have a campfire. May nakita kaming ano doon eh, parang bonfire eh. And then merong stream, so very picturesque. May kita mo, maganda siya for Instagram. And also, you know, you can have lunch there under the shade. Second ko siguro na gusto kong walk. Syempre yung lambes na namin to binalikan sa Figure 8, from Otford until to Figure 8. Part of the same track, yung coastal track to sa Royal National Park. But it starts from the south. Isa yun sa mga favorite ko because of course, yung Figure 8, very popular spot siya and unique siya. I don't think I've seen a place like that dito sa Sydney or, yeah. So, ayun, isa yun yung mga favorite ko kasi maganda, bukod pa doon, maganda rin yung view niya on the way there. Pangatlo ko sigurong spot is yung Federal Pass dito sa may Blue Mountains. Because although medyo mahirap siya in terms of, hindi kasi siya ganun ka well-formed na track, medyo may rough spots and meron talaga yung mga sobrang mababato talaga. Challenging siya and the view is just amazing and walang, hindi ito gaanong tinatao eh, napansin ko. And also, you can look at, you can see the other, pag nandun na kayo sa taas, you can see the other side of the Blue Mountains, the side that I've never seen, because most trucks dito sa, ano, sa Blue Mountains, most people na pumupunta doon, they've only seen yung side that you can see from Katumba or Wentworth Falls. Pero when you see the other side, yung papunta na doon sa mga, doon na sa may central, doon na sa bandang papunta ng Bathurst or whatever, iba rin yung ano, iba rin yung spot doon. So ayun, yun yung top 3 ko.
Okay, maraming salamat Emil, maraming salamat
Thank
sa panahon
you.
Mo at sa pagbabahagi ng iyong kwento.
Thank you, Rhoda. sbs.com.au